Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Fred Report Technical Market Call for Thursday, May 18th, 2023. Sorry, time traveling again. This is a recorded call. It'll be a little bit shorter, but we will look at the markets and give you an update. Although, again, honestly, God, I wish there was something to say. We don't have any change in opinion. It's still a trading range for us, with ups and downs and a lot of options expiration shenanigans. But as we go along, we are still looking for SPY to hit 280, you know, towards the end of May or into early June, and we will buy a move down to that area if we get it. The main resistance number we're using here is, again, 418 to 420. You know, things are still looking a little bit weaker short term, but pretty strong longer term. So our recommendation remains to stay with your model positions, but look at getting rid of trading positions. You know, we've got rid of them, I should say, in the 416 to 418 area. We will buy them back at 380. We're looking for Apple, which we trade during expiration, to hit 170 by Friday. So in other words, we're looking for a little bit of downside from here. Really, just again, like we said in the sector review, like we said a couple of other places, this trading range will end. They always do. We think it's going to end with upside behavior ultimately, but we're going to just have to be a little bit patient, try to pick up some alpha trading the range, and just see how we go. Also, in terms of fixed income, we have no changes. Literally, the range on TLT that's projected is 100 to, say, 98 on the downside, 108 to 110 on the upside. So when we hit 100 on TLT, if we do, we would actually be looking to buy this thing for a move up. We recommended some straddle positions in the last weekly. We think that's going to work pretty well. We're going out to July. We think this is going to be resolved by June, but we want to give it a little more time. We don't see the main catalyst that everyone's talking about, which is the debt ceiling lasting until July. There should be some sort of deal. Gold is real interesting. We'll take a quick look at GLD. GLD has got a lot of support in the 187 area. If it holds 187, we're fine. Otherwise, it actually broke 187 today, so gold may be starting to go down. If it does go down and it goes down through 180, pardon me, I wasn't charting correctly, the next move is 175 and then perhaps 167. GLD, again, has no accumulation on it in terms of much of any of that. So we could see some real weakness here. And we want to mention one thing that is important. The current contract, the June contract, goes to spot on June 1st. So that may be a catalyst for gold to start to change its behavior a little bit and actually head down. For the record, for people that are listening to the call for the first time, we did trade gold. GLD was our vehicle. We traded that market to 180 from approximately 168 to 170 in November, December. And now we're going to sort of sit, and as we said in the weekly a couple different times, we're going to just let it go without us if it goes. And it could. It definitely could. But the seasonal move we played was from 167 to 170 to 180 on the top end, and that move seems to go seasonally from, you know, November into the end of January. So we played that move and it's over. One interesting area of the markets is oil. We've been looking for oil to get to the bottom end of the trading range on USO, which is roughly the 60 area. It was down there. We could see it heading back down there again. We could see it down there by the end of May. The top end of that range on oil on USO is 74 to 75, and we think it can go back up to that area again easily in that period of time by the end of summer. And we will be looking to buy oil stocks on any buy signal that we get towards the end of May and into June. And we think that actually that market looks like it's got more potential than most people think it has. When I look at XLE, I've been hoping that it would get to 65 or so, or even 70. It hasn't. But there are all sorts of bottoming signs in here in the 75 to 77 area, and we like the looks of it. But again, you know, if you buy some now, be sure you leave some money out to the end of May. Very often there's a big drop in oil right into the end of May as the June contract comes in. So, and actually, you know, but summer rally potential, we call it the summer driving rally. With that, God, I wish there was more to say here. There's just not. But, you know, let's see how we go. I want to wish everybody a happy expiration. And again, you know, in terms of equities, realize we think that surprises could occur on the upside, not the downside. So with that in mind, everybody have a great weekend. We'll talk to everybody next week.